Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood frustration fighter. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of tasks, with that dreaded to-do list looming over you like a menacing storm cloud? We've all been there, but listen up, because today we're diving headfirst into the art of prioritizing and conquering those mental monsters. We're gonna talk about how to turn that overwhelming jumble of errands, projects, and responsibilities into a manageable roadmap for success. You know what I'm talking about. The feeling of accomplishment when you actually check things off that list? Let's make it happen. So grab your favorite beverage, settle in, and let's get this productivity party started. Here are 5 golden nuggets to help you master the art of task prioritization. First up, let's talk about the importance of self-awareness. This isn't just some fancy buzzword, folks. It means really understanding your own strengths, weaknesses, and peak performance times. Are you a morning person who tackles big projects with gusto before 9 a.m.? Or do you find your creative juices flowing in the afternoon? Knowing this about yourself is key to scheduling tasks strategically. Think of it like playing to your team's strengths. If you're a basketball player, don't expect to suddenly be a star swimmer. Second, embrace the power of the Eisenhower Matrix. Picture a grid with 4 quadrants. Urgent and important but not urgent. Urgent but not important, and neither urgent nor important. Now, categorize your tasks accordingly. This helps you clearly see what demands immediate attention versus what can wait. It's like sorting your laundry. Whites go with whites, darks with darks, and those mysteriously stained items. Well, let's just say they deserve their own special category. Third, learn to say no without feeling guilty. I know, it sounds tough, but it's essential for protecting your time and energy. Overcommitting leads to stress, burnout, and ultimately, less effective work. Remember, saying yes to one thing often means saying no to something else. Be mindful of your commitments and prioritize what truly aligns with your goals. It's like choosing your favorite toppings. You can't have everything on a single pizza. Fourth, break down large tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Ever stared at a mountain of work and felt completely overwhelmed? I get it. By breaking it down into bite-sized pieces, you create a sense of progress and make the task feel less daunting. Think of it like hiking a mountain. Conquering one peak at a time is way easier than trying to summit the whole thing in a single leap. And finally, don't underestimate the power of taking breaks. You know that feeling when your brain feels fried and you can't focus anymore? That's your body telling you it needs a recharge. Step away from your desk, go for a walk. Listen to some music, or just close your eyes for a few minutes. These short breaks can actually boost your productivity in the long run. Think of it like charging your phone. You wouldn't try to use it on empty, would you? Okay, let's bring this into reality with a real-world scenario. Imagine Sarah, a busy college student juggling classes, part-time work, and extracurricular activities. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed by her never-ending to-do list. But then she starts applying these tips. She realizes that mornings are her most productive time for studying, so she schedules her toughest assignments then. Using the Eisenhower Matrix, she categorizes her tasks and focuses on what's truly important. She learns to say no to extra commitments that drain her time. She breaks down large projects into smaller steps, celebrating each milestone along the way. And most importantly, she takes regular breaks to avoid burnout. See the difference? Sarah's now feeling more in control, less stressed, and actually achieving her goals. Now, remember these key takeaways. Self-awareness is your superpower. The Eisenhower Matrix is your organizational best friend. Saying no is a valuable skill. Breaking down tasks is a game changer. And those breaks are essential for peak performance. So go out there and conquer that to-do list like the productivity champion you are. Share your experiences with us on social media. Use hashtag #TheFrustrationFurnace to join the conversation. And remember, we're all in this together, folks. Until next time, keep turning that frustration into action.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.